You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't forget to tune into an all-new Inside the Cleveland Browns every Wednesday at 7 on Sports Time Ohio with a look into the lives of Cleveland Browns players on and off the field. That's tomorrow at 7 on Sports Time Ohio. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, we told you we'd hear some sound from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns yesterday, and we'll just get right into it. We've been talking quarterbacks all day. Mike Pettine, have you lost confidence in Brian Hoyer?
I don't want to say that he was taken out because we lost confidence. It was a decision in game to spark our team.
And, you know, he's not going to come out and say that. I think that's good. I thought it was to spark the team, and that's what we've been talking about. But the real question remains, and he was asked this one, what's keeping you from coming out and just saying Brian Hoyer got us to 7-5? Brian Hoyer is our starting quarterback.
We believe in that competition is a cornerstone of what we do. And I said earlier in the year that quarterback would not be an exception, except for we would be much more patient there. And we do look at the body of work. But I think given the play recently at that position, that it's time to discuss it.
And I liked his answer there, because I actually watched I tuned into the presser from home yesterday on my phone and dug into Coach
Pettine. On the Browns mobile app?
On the Browns mobile app, absolutely, on my iPhone 6. And I just tuned in, and I wanted to hear what he had to say, because if a decision was coming, I wanted to hear it and hear it firsthand and how he, again, got to that decision and kept us moving forward. But then also, too, as you listen to his comments post-game as well, and the media always asks that Johnny question, especially as of late, how long has he been talking about this? And we'll hear from Coach Pettine talking about his discussion over the past few weeks, you know, about starting, potentially putting in Johnny Manziel and playing him in the football game.
We discuss it every week. After Houston certainly came up, after some of the mistakes last week, it came up. I mean, just where we've been. Or the level of Brian's play the last couple weeks, it's warranted discussion.
Obviously, it is warranted discussion, and this was the week they finally pulled the trigger on it, as the season really does hang in the balance there. With this decision, Mike Pettine will be making it, and he was asked if he felt any pressure from the front office or ownership to play Johnny Manziel.
No, I don't. I mean, Ray will be involved with it if you're including him in front office, but he's involved in all of our. He meets with the coordinators Monday night and Tuesday night. We discuss the roster, so potential moves, depth chart, active, inactive, all that. He's been a part of that all year. This week will be no different.
Yeah, Ray Farmer, Mike Pettine have worked hand in hand all season long on the crafting of this roster, the decisions that are made there. So I know that Ray will have input, but that is not abnormal. But basically, for the conspiracy theorists who say Jimmy Haslam, that's what this question is. Is Jimmy Haslam going to come in and say, you must play Johnny Manziel? The answer to that is absolutely no.
Correct. And what you've loved and what I've loved as I've dove into the Cleveland Browns as an organization is they have a very clear hierarchy of who makes decisions and who actively makes these decisions both in the offseason and then once it gets to in-season, who has those conversations that makes the decision that is best for the Cleveland Browns moving forward.
And that's what they're going to do. They're going to be powwowing about that tonight, Tuesday, and they will have a decision, I'm sure, by the end of that meeting that we will all be privy to tomorrow as well. Now, one situation that bears watching, Mike Pettine was as strongly in condemning Terrence West after his fumble in the Buffalo game as he's been about condemning any player so far this season. Glenn Winston, the third running back on the team, number 41, undrafted free agent, spent some time at Michigan State. What chance that he plays this week, Coach?
That's something we'll look at because we need to pride ourselves on not turning the ball over, and ball security is a priority for our running backs. And West lately has been very careless with the football. I think Crow's improved since some of his issues early in the year, much more conscious of it.
And as we stay on the running back topic, one thing that is a little far-fetched, but, you know, in the NFL you can be surprised each and every week, is has there been any discussion about pursuing Ray Rice as a fill-in at running back?
I haven't had that discussion, so getting ready to get with Ray here in a little bit, and then after dinner as well. I'm not sure if don't know if that'll come up. That's more in his realm than mine.
I don't think that's coming up. I don't think that's a possibility for the Browns to pursue Ray Rice at this time. Just don't see that happening there. That was head coach Mike Pettine addressing the media yesterday at 4 o'clock. And then, of course, he will address the media tomorrow. We will have that press conference for you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, which is going to include the quarterback announcement, who will start for the Browns against the Indianapolis Colts this Sunday. Our first hour is in the books. We've got lots of callers lined up, so we're going to continue to go with you guys. Then Brian Baldinger of the NFL Network will give us his take on the Browns quarterback situation, where their season is headed at 2:15, after further review at 2:30 as well. So if we don't have time for the grades, we'll push them back till tomorrow, because right now it's obviously a lot of hot topics, and we can just probably go through them pretty quickly here. We'll do that in the second hour of CBD.